Just notice that you're breathing. And breathe easy, whatever that is for you right now. Remember that it is the breath of life. The breath connects us into a greater reality, the source of all life. Whatever name people give to that greater field we are part of, source is considered to be a place where all things are possible. Because of that, it's a place beyond time and space, like mind over matter. Source and our higher self have command over our physical human lives in all respects. This is what you're breathing in, and this is what you're part of. From this place of knowing that and remembering who you really are, you have an opportunity to invite your own spiritual support of whatever you believe in there for you. Say yes and thank you. Go ahead and invite that support. As you're breathing into your body, notice where your body touches the world around you. You might notice where your feet and hands are, where you're sitting in your chair, where your clothes are touching your skin. Just get a sense of your physical body. Three things about the body that are helpful to know. One, the body is a communication device that has access to all information from all times and places. That's what intuition is. Two, the body also has all the programs that know what health and wholeness are and what is interfering with feeling good in all areas of your life. Two, most importantly perhaps, is that the body is an instant responder to infinite consciousness. If mind has command over matter, then matter must have a program to know how to respond. Sometimes the programs that know how to respond get switched off through pain and trauma, and they need to be woken up. We have a really simple way of doing that. Just say, "Switch on, body." Do that now. If anything were possible, what would you like to feel better about? You can think quietly about that or even write it down when we're done. It's your choice. You don't need to know, and I don't need to know, because everything is known at your unconscious levels. Is there anything you'd like to think about? Do that now. Remember that anything you forget or don't have time to name will get included anyway, as it is known on other levels of consciousness. It would be okay to include all issues, known and unknown, that no longer serve your highest good. Would it also be okay to deepen that, to include all possible core causal levels of these issues on all levels of memory, all of your life, going all the way back to birth and beyond to that time in utero, right back to conception and beyond, and down all branches of your family tree? This is your ancestral memory. All memory of your soul and all the collective memory of the planet as it affects you is there. And by breathing particles of shared atmosphere, we are physically one with all of life. Would it be all right to include everything associated and connected with these issues, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, including all aspects of your personalities? Would it be okay to allow all of your multidimensional selves to be coherently realigned with the greatest expression of your most authentic self on all levels of reality? Because we're not used to knowing that we can do all of that all at once, I'd like to invite you to make some agreements that put you in charge. Would it be all right to allow these issues to be processed in the safest and most appropriate way for you and all concerned at all times? Would you allow greater ease and gentleness than you've ever experienced? Would you allow effortless grace to guide the way to instant and permanent relief for what is ready at this time? And for what's not ready, to allow that to be okay in the bigger picture that we don't have. And trust that the journey will unfold in easier and gentler ways when the time is right. There are just two more agreements. Would it be okay to allow that part of you that's willing to be open to something different being possible to be in charge? And would it be all right to allow that part of you that knows how to go and do all of this the freedom to play in that spiritual field of the great mystery where all possibilities are available? So while everything is already happening beyond your conscious mind's awareness and your body's need to process, I would invite your mind to take you somewhere peaceful, to a happy, good-feeling place. Give yourself the gift of being fully present somewhere. And notice all the detail that we often don't take time to fully appreciate. For example, see the rich shades of color and the visual detail, the quality of light. Notice what aromas might be in this place. Listen. What do you hear? Just enjoy with full sensory appreciation for as long as you want, knowing that everything is getting taken care of at another level. Take as long as you want and let me know when you're back. Okay, Kaylee, cut that part out where it says take as long as you want, let me know when you're back. I'm going to now say take as long as you want, so here we go. Take as long as you want. How are you feeling? Take a moment to reflect on what was bothering you. How does it feel now? Can you feel any uncomfortable feelings? Maybe some negativity? Would you like it to be completely better? What would you like to do with that? Where are you feeling that in your body? What color would you give to that feeling? What's a good color to change it to? Is it a shape or texture? Would you like to go to your happy place and just allow the rest of it to go without having to think of anything? You can do that now. Remember, you are part of the infinite. Your body already knows what it needs to know. Just let go. Breathe in. Breathe out. You can return to this place at any time. This piece of place. Place of peace. You can return to this place at any time. This place of peace and calm and connection. Put your hands over your heart. Feel that love. Feel that connection. And any time you're out in the world and you put your hand over your heart, you can connect to this feeling. Namaste.